News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Israel's military says it has begun extensive ground operations throughout Gaza and issued an evacuation order on Sunday evening for several areas it warned would face imminent attacks. Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East correspondent, joins us for more on this. Alistair, just bring us up to speed on what's happening with the Israeli ground operations in Gaza.
Well, the ground manoeuvre element of this new offensive started over the weekend after pretty much a week of very heavy airstrikes, which were kind of laying the ground for this manoeuvre. And it's kind of the next phase in this operation. And as heavy as the strikes have been over the last week, it really, I think, you know, potentially is nothing compared to what we could see. And it's only going to get more intense, particularly as ceasefire talks in Qatar don't seem to be going anywhere.
When is that likely to happen, do you think? When could things get that intense? How quickly?
Well, already this morning, we have seen really heavy fighting. I say fighting, you know, it's not the right word, because it's kind of one-way traffic. It's Israeli airstrikes and Israeli ground forces. But we've seen very, very heavy activity in Khan Yunis, the major city in the south. There were rumors of a hostage rescue attempt, which the IDF seemed to have denied, but it looks like a special forces mission. And I think what we will see is we'll just see a steady ramping up of the Israeli military presence in Gaza. They've already called up thousands of reservists, most of whom I don't think will actually serve in Gaza, but will go into the other borders like the West Bank and the northern border with Lebanon in order to free up regular forces who are being redeployed now towards Gaza.
Where do the Israelis expect ordinary Gazans to go during this offensive?
Well, at the moment, broadly speaking, there is nowhere safe. The designated humanitarian zone is a place called Al-Mawasi, which is down in the south, right on the coast. It was nothing. It was kind of sand dunes until about a year ago, and now it is a sort of a mass of tents and displaced families. But even that's not safe. There was an airstrike on a tented camp on Saturday night, people burned alive in their tents. So nowhere is safe. What I think is going to be the strategy, though, is to force them down south, probably towards Rafah, which is the city right on the Egyptian border. It's been totally flattened. But if you look at this initiative to provide aid by something called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which should be sort of going into operation in the next week or so, they've got permission to set up four sites, three in the south and one in the center. And so, you know, if that's where the aid is, if that's where you can get food, then that, of course, will then be an incentive for Gazans to move in that direction.
The humanitarian situation, how grave are we talking at this stage?
Very grave. It's by the official metrics used to calculate these things, it's not a famine yet, but it is very, very grave. There's a real desperation for food and basic needs. Medical supplies are running very low. Hospitals are forcing to close. One had to evacuate, another one had to evacuate over the weekend. Fuel for electricity, for vehicles, you know, whatever, again, running very low. And then you have the added impact of scarcity of provisions. The stuff that is available then becomes incredibly expensive to buy.
Okay. Just very finally, I think I know the answer based on what you said at the very outset. Is there any hope for a ceasefire in the coming weeks?
I think as long as you have the various sides talking, and they are in Doha still at the moment, not talking directly, but they are there, then I suppose there's some hope. But it doesn't seem as though those talks are really going anywhere. There's just too much of a gap between the sides at the moment.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle East correspondent, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.